With us now is Jamal Knight. Jamal, welcome to AirVenture.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and you are the grandson of Ensign Jesse Brown.
That's
subject
correct.
Of the movie Devotion, which is one of the highlighted attractions here this week, along with all the Corsairs. We'll talk about that in a moment, but. This is your first time here. You just got here this morning, so you're seeing all of this for the first time. What are kind of your first impressions?
This is I wouldn't say overwhelming, but it's a amazing sight. Seeing all the physical planes here from previously being here, and this was an empty field.
Right. We were talking just a moment ago when EIA started doing the research on their Corsair. They discovered that it was with VF-32, which is the unit that your grandfather flew with, and it was a replacement aircraft for the two that were lost on the mission with Jesse Brown and Tom Hudner. And Tom Hudner actually flew the airplane, so they drew the parallels back to an important piece of history. So they invited you and your family to come for the dedication, and that was off season, as it were, right? So they're I'm sure Chris Henry and the group were trying to describe what this was like.
That's correct. Yeah, so Tom Jr. and I, along with my family, were here, and Chris was trying to give us a visual, but in reality, you couldn't give us that reality with what we see out here on this field.
Yeah. So again, the Corsair reunion that we'll see the airplanes fly today in the air show, and the movie Devotion. We have a Theater in the Woods presentation tonight that you'll be a part of, and then we'll screen the movie at the fly-in theater on Friday night. But growing up, was there discussion about your grandfather within the family? Was that a story that was widely shared?
It was. I wouldn't say a running joke, but for every Black History Month, that would be my project where I would turn in. But we would have different people that he inspired, that he went to high school with, that became doctors, lawyers, dentists, engineers, and such. And they would explain to me how he was, his mannerisms were, and how he was as a leader.
Right. And was that something that, through them that kind of helped inspire you as well?
Well, I was inspired by him from the stories from my grandmother and from his brothers. And initially, I wanted to go into architectural engineering, but that didn't appeal to me. And I went a route in engineering into mechanical engineering.
Awesome. And with the movie Devotion kind of bringing all of this back up, was the family involved in any aspect of the production, the screenwriting or anything?
No, we were not a part of that, but we were included on the movie set. Okay. I'm trying to think of Adam Makos.
Oh, yes.
He interviewed my grandmother and my grandfather's brothers, Laura and Uncle Junior.
Good. What was it like being on the movie set?
It was different, being that you always see the movie as if you're not there.
Right.
But once you're there, you see that, hey, they did that 20 times. And I actually had an opportunity to be in the movie.
Oh, really?
So I had to do 20 takes here, 30 takes there. It changed my perception of when I watch a movie now.
Sure. What part did you play?
So there's the part where he's coming in for his qualifications on the aircraft carrier.
Yes.
And you see the black sailors walk out onto the flight deck.
Yes.
And I'm one of those sailors.
Awesome. Did that experience, being on the movie set, being a part of the movie, did that maybe bring your grandfather's memory a little more to life than it was?
Absolutely. Watching my mom during the initial screenings, and her emotions really, took me aback, because I didn't realize that she didn't visualize how they may have been playful in those different scenes early in the movie, him coming home, him holding her, playing with her, the interaction with Jesse and my grandmother. So that was something that really, really brought it home, because I really didn't think about that as she didn't, and for those emotions to take over. So, yes.
Wow. Amazing. With the the renewed interest in the story with devotion. You've also, you know, reconnected with the Hudner family, or had that been something that had been previous?
Yes. So Tom Hudner,
right,
has always been a part of our family dynamic.
Okay.
When it comes to Tom and Jesse,
right,
and Tom was very much a part of any events that celebrated Jesse's life, that he would make a point to come to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, come to Pensacola, come to these different places, and to speak about my grandfather. So that relationship was way back, yes, with my grandmother from when they had the ceremony at the White House. And Tom Jr. and I have connected here in the last 10 years or so closer.
Right.
And so that's a, you know, how we're keeping this family dynamic going.
Excellent. When we were talking about the movie, the story, all of it, it really is one. And I think devotion is a great title. I'm assuming that all of our listeners know the story, but your grandfather was the first black naval aviator. He was flying Corsairs in Korea, and his wingman was Tom Hudner. A relatively well-off gentleman, right? And
yes,
your grandfather came from meager means, but actually he had the drive to become that first naval aviator, and put up with a lot of probably discrimination and hardships to get there. But he had the drive to do that, and he obviously had the respect of his mates in the squadron. He was on a combat mission. He ends up getting shot down. Forced landing in the snow in the chosen reservoir. Tom, his wingman, is trying to do everything he can to get him rescued. He ends up crashing his airplane down to try and rescue Jesse. Unfortunately, Jesse passes away, and Tom is extracted by search and rescue before they can get to your grandfather. And I know I've read stories about Tom feeling very distraught about having to leave your grandfather there, but yet he ends up receiving the Medal of Honor for his heroic action. And then through that, and through the work of both of your families, the story continues to bubble up and to be a part of the fabric of America. And it's really been amazing.
It has. Yeah, we've enjoyed, you know, being able to keep my grandfather's legacy alive. Yeah. And in the same instance, you know, keep this relationship with the Hudner family.
Yeah. Awesome. We're talking to Jamal Knight, who is the grandson of Ensign Jesse Brown. What will folks see tonight at Theater in the Woods? Have they given you the rundown yet, or just a time to show up?
Just told me a time to show up, but I've seen the movie,
right,
more than anybody else will probably ever see. but I love watching it. I love that the story is continuing to be shown,
right,
to get people inspired with this story of a brotherhood,
yeah,
and of a lasting friendship and family friendship.
Exactly. And one more element of the story that just popped into my memory, and that is the fact that Tom and Adam, Tom Hudner and Adam Makos, actually went to North Korea to try to mount an effort to find any remains.
That's correct.
At the crash site. Unfortunately, that didn't quite work out, but a true mark of the devotion that he had.
That's true.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to, aside from your duties with the official duties, what are you looking forward to seeing here at AirVenture?
I love seeing the Corsairs.
Okay.
That's what I have grown to understand, uh-huh, about my grandfather. But I know I knew that he flew other planes, but I knew this plane was, yeah, was special. And with the folding wings, it's always something. And then also being able to be in the cockpit and see how mechanically inclined that you had to be, right, in those planes back then, where you don't have all the bells and whistles with computers and things helping guide you and helping you fly, that anyone that flew in that era, you know, was special.
They certainly were. And Jamal, we are so appreciative of you taking some time out of your first few hours here at AirVenture to spend some time with us. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the week and the show. The Corsairs should be, if everything goes as planned, I think they're going to do a special run-up in front of the crowd, fold the wings, unfold the wings, and then go out and fly.
Yep, I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you. This is From the Stand. I'm Steve Buss, and you are listening to EIA Radio.